You are listening to BSR 88.1 FM, WELH Providence, Rhode Island. I'm Nadav, and this is Phoning It In. With me today is Fred Thomas from somewhere in Michigan.
Ann Arbor, Michigan.
All right. Fred Thomas from Saturday Looks Good to Me and Flash Paper and like a million other things.
just trying to pare it down and just do a couple songs today under my given name.
Great.
Which is, as we mentioned, Fred. And this first song I'm going to play, I'm going to try to play like just four songs right in a row with as few stops as possible and then maybe talk about them in a small form after I play them.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Because to get like an idea of what we're actually about. And this first song is just a brand new one. I wrote it while I was waiting for you to call me back. So should be good.
All right.
Hold on a second.
BSRlive.com.
La 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 la
How'd that go?
That went great.
Awesome. Could you hear everything?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Really well.
Awesome.
You want to talk about the songs a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. I'll go in reverse order. That last song is called Fire with an exclamation point, kind of like Beavis would say. And it's a song about this dream I had where my room was burning with like an accidental fire, and I couldn't get my thing together and wake up, so I decided to die. And it was a weird dream because, like, you know, usually you die in a dream and you're like, oh, and then I fell from the, you know, cliff and woke up before I hit the ground. But this was, like, a dream where I actually, like, died and, like, went to some, like, kind of, like, congregation of, like, you know, dead relatives and, like, missing fingernails and, you know, like, the cat I used to have when I was a kid and stuff like that. And it was really, you know, like in some ways, like kind of like cliched and weird, like, oh yeah, it was heaven or whatever, but it was a dream, so I couldn't do much about it.
Wow, that sounds pretty morbid. Was that a positive experience in the end?
Super positive experience, because it was just kind of like a, like the dream made me think about, like, you know, like just morbidity in, like, you know, anytime you die in a painful way, well, anytime anybody dies in a painful way, like it's a morbid, sad thing, but death is a very natural and potentially beautiful experience, you know, and we, nobody knows exactly what's going to happen afterwards. So it was just kind of like a window into that, not like the experience of death, but like my feelings about it and my feelings about like my friends I would miss. And like, if, you know, like if it's a type of thing where you should be like waiting for death or embracing it, or like looking at it as like just another part of your situation here, and like a way to appreciate people more. So that's what that song was about. The song before that was called Holland Tunnel. And it's just kind of a song about like all the people I've been meeting over the past couple of years that have been traveling a lot. And the kind of truncated relationships that are formed, and like, you know, like really beautiful experiences, beautiful like people and connections that are made that are always like, you know, fractional. You know, like feel like I've met a billion people and could easily like, you know, be best friends or you know, fall in love with many of them, or, you know, like be enemies potentially with many of them, but I'll never completely know, because it's hard to really like maintain those connections living far away from anybody, or like kind of like being transitory all the time. So, but that's a song about different people I met. I actually name dropped a lot of friends I made that live in other places in the song, and it's actually like a totally true, like it's not like a fake, like fabricated song at all. Like it's almost a little bit too like too candid, maybe.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure if anybody wants their name in my song, but that's, I think it's a pretty good one. The song before that was called "Come to My House," and my friend Dustin put out this compilation about all sorts of songs about staying inside, because, you know, Michigan gets kind of cold in the wintertime, and people kind of tend to hibernate or like work on stuff in their houses, and that was a song about like about just like hanging out and talking to your friend rather than going to the bar or going to the arcade or doing, you know, the stupid things that you always do to distract yourself from your own personality and your own fears and joys. Mm-hmm. And the first song was doesn't have a title, because it's not that old. And that was one to start with less lyrics and end up with most lyrics. So that was that.
Great, thanks a lot.
Oh, anytime, no problem.
Cajole you into playing one more?
Sure. Let me figure out what it's going to be, though. I don't really have it together.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me put my phone back where it was, and I'll play another song. All right, this next song is going to be called I Know a Girl Who Loves to Dance.
Nothing's gonna even slow you down. down, slow you down. Nothing's gonna ever hurt you now, hurt you now, hurt you now, hurt you now. There's a crowd outside your door, and they're shouting they need more. The breath you have to breathe, even though you're fast asleep. But there's a reason that you love the things you do.
Great. Thanks again.
Yeah, no problem. And yeah. Hopefully I'll see you in Providence in May or something.
Yeah, that would be great. Good luck on this tour.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Yep. Bye. Fred Thomas, everyone.